Well, now to Mississippi, where at least 11 people are dead after tornadoes tore up that state Sunday. 72,000 people are without power. Several hundred homes are destroyed or damaged as the state is under a stay-at-home order. With its biggest uptick in COVID-19-related deaths last Friday, about 100 lives lost so far. And now this heartbreaking, truly unfair weekend. Alexandra Watts of Mississippi Public Broadcasting is here. Alexandra, what kind of damage did the tornadoes do?
The first damage really happened in the day yesterday on Sunday, and that was mainly the southeastern portion of the state. So that's where you saw some of the first fatalities. You saw damage to homes in the area. A lot of that impacted some of the areas of the Mississippi Delta. And usually the weather here, like in the state, is really bad this time of year. We had the flooding last year, and now we have this. But then you just add the pandemic on top of it. So like the usual methods of dealing with all of this, you can't do.
Right. And 11 deaths so far, people discovering bodies. Did they live in one particular area, one particular kind of home, like a mobile home? What do we know, if anything?
So mobile homes were some of the ones that were probably damaged a little bit more. The first wave of reported damages and fatalities were in one area of the state. But as the information comes out today with the damage report, it really was something that was statewide.
Of course, you're reminding us people who've lost their homes because of this tornado can't just go bunk with family because you have a stay at home and social distancing. And so they're probably forced to go to shelters where they're also going to have to stay apart from people. What a hardship.
Yes, yes. They are still wanting people to social distance while in these shelters, too. With COVID-19 and the pandemic, of course, this is so new. So how that really plays out and if that impacts space available or anything like that, I think that's just to be determined.
Wow. Alexandra Watts at member station Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you there in Mississippi.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin. Thank you for having me.
Well, tornadoes and a pandemic. So how are you holding up? Let us know. HereAndNow.org.